Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bob, we begin on a somber note today before we get to our opening segment, a six-pack and all things we have to talk about. And that is, I think you knew about this a couple of days ago, maybe even. I just saw this morning, excuse me, in a story. And that is Steve Rich. Sorry about that. I got a frog in my throat. Passes away at age 64 from a heart attack. Mario Lemieux, a longtime rep and just a really, really good guy and one of the people deep in Mario's inner circle, and I was just stunned by the news.
So was I, and I remember, obviously, Tom Rich, his uncle was Mario's right-hand man, and he died a few years ago, and man, I've seen Steve around, never expecting to hear news of this nature, but apparently he was playing at South Hills Country Club and was playing golf, Joe, and
yeah,
that was it.
He 64 just, years old.
Yeah, and they tried everything they could to, you know, bring him back, whatever, and they just couldn't do it. And man, just a sad. What a wonderful guy he was. Always helpful, always happy. And like I said, part of that Rich family tree, the R-E-I-C-H family tree, which was so influential in a lot of things that happened in hockey here in Pittsburgh.
And maintained his professional relationship and personal relationship. I think he's was on the board of directors of the Mario yep, Lemieux Foundation. And I would see Steve from time to time at Uptown Coffee in Mount Lebanon. And, you know, agents and you know, people in the business are sort of a different species from media people in the sports ecosystem. But it was just like talking normally to a really good guy. We would talk golf. We had plans to play golf. We would talk about the Penguins. And he was just generally an upbeat, good-natured, good man. So I know condolences to Steve's family and friends out there from our show here.
It's difficult to see, you know, and just a reminder to everyone that things can happen. And I don't know personally his situation when it came to, you know, what his health was, but he seemed like he was fine with everything. The fact that he was playing golf indicates that he was, you know, looked at himself as fine and fit to do whatever, but that's how quickly it can change. And you know, I don't know what to say other than I'm so sorry to hear this news. And when I did, I was completely stunned. Got to know him a lot because of Mario Lemieux Foundation and all the stuff we did there. And this down-to-earth, good guy, loved golf, loved playing golf. And, well, all we can say is condolences to the family.
Absolutely. And we move on to, again, it seems like, Bob, it seems like saying goodbye to a lot of people these days.
Scary.
Once you get up into your late 50s, 60s, which is where you are, it seems like, I think, right?
I'm almost you're in the your same 60s. Age as Steve. And that's what makes me, you know, wonder. In a way, and again, I don't know anything about Steve's situation, but this, I mean, it could very well be a blockage that he wasn't detecting. And it's you don't find symptoms like this. You know, and that's why I would encourage everyone after having my heart issues that I've had over my years. I've been very proactive about getting checked. And I don't, again, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying that it could sneak up on you when you least expect it. And I hope, you know, people would take notice of that and just go and get checked, even if you think you're fine, because you may not be fine. And just a sad state. Sad to hear.
Really was. All right. We move on to the sports world and a lot of things happening, Bob. Steeler-wise, Penguin-wise with the Josh Yoey story, Pirate-wise, we have a lot to talk about today, and I thought I might treat you to an early six-pack. Would you like that? I know it's a little bit early in the day.
I need, you know, like a mimosa. Do we have a mimosa to start the day? It's 10:10.
Do they have mimosos in cans or mimosas?
Sure they
Is
have
it a mimosa or a mimoso?
Mimosa.
Mimosa.
Yeah.
I thought Bob put an O on the
I did.
It,
I thought it was mimoso. No, mimosa. I don't know.
Have they made these in cans yet?
I'm sure everything's in cans.
Everything's
Joe.
In a can. So why don't you crack one, Limits, before we stop talking?
I'd love to.
Thank you. All right. I'm just going to go from the top here. The Steelers make a signing with Deshaun Elliott, a re-signing, Bob. And it leads to a bigger question for me. I have serious concerns about this secondary. Do you?
Well, I think with Deshaun Elliott back in it, I have fewer concerns. I thought he was really good last year. And I was a little surprised that this, you know, you think about names that you haven't heard a lot about, and his is one of them. But he was terrific. I'm a little surprised that, was it a three-year deal, as Jerry Dulac reported? So, I mean, I'm sure that's one of those things you could prorate some of the money involved here, because I think it was as much as $9 million guaranteed. But I thought he was one of their better players. So him being back here makes me feel better about their defensive backfield.
He was good, I thought, a good hitter, good against the run. But, Bob, his coverage grade, at least on PFF, and we know there are I defend them. You know, like everybody else, I probably use them more when I'm trying to make a point than I do when I don't like what they say. But his coverage grade was 60.5, which was 88th out of 171 safeties. His passer rating allowed was 97.5. Minka has a decent coverage grade from last season. Not elite, 37th among safeties. Joey Porter Jr. had a lousy one. Darius Slay had a pretty good one, especially in tight coverage. But there's more to that story, Bob. He wasn't in tight coverage a lot. And when he was, he gave up more contested catches than you would like. I have major concerns about their secondary. Major concerns. When you look at the top quarterbacks they faced last season, may I go through a couple of those, Bob, if you don't mind?
Go right ahead.
Joe Burrow had passer ratings of 112.7 and 89.9, although I thought they did a pretty good job on him in the second game, mostly because of the pass rush. Lamar had one bad game here, 66 passer rating, and then went for 115 and 132. Mahomes had his highest rating of the year against the Steelers at 127.1. Jalen Hurts was 125.3 plus 45 on the ground. Justin Herbert was 105.1 before he got hurt. And Dak Prescott went for touchdown drives of 90 and 70 yards in the fourth quarter to win that game. They held down Jaden Daniels. That was a great performance. Or at least really good, I would say. But Bob, I don't have a ton of confidence in the secondary coverage-wise. I really don't. I think it's a pretty big concern.
My concerns mostly are in depth of that secondary. I understand those numbers you just rattled off, and you're right. PFF is what you make of it. There are some things you look at and you say, how can you possibly rate this guy this way? And
but what about the eye test? What about Joey Porter Jr. with the eye test and the safeties?
Again, Darius Slay is an older guy. This is probably his last year. He's not coming off. He's a bigger name, sure, but it reminds me of Patrick Peterson almost in that regard.
Me too. So,
but I think the depth is a big concern. I'm not sure that's exclusive to the Steelers in the secondary. They got to stay healthy, and if not, I wonder about who's behind all these guys that we just talked about. I'm okay with their unit as it is. I think it could be a decent unit. I still think it's predicated on what they do up front and how they're front seven guys, it will dictate how the back guys do, those four back there. But
I think it's a worry spot. 34-year-old cornerbacks are not a lot. You don't see a lot of them.
No, you don't.
There's not a lot of them out there.
And Minka, speaking of the eye test, I mean, the numbers may say one thing, and I don't know. My eye test on him says he's not impactful enough. That's what my eye test.
Yes, mine too.
So even though some numbers you can look at and say, well, they say he's good at covering the center. I don't know what that means other than people may not throw there, but I want to see him more involved in those kinds of things. His special quality is almost like the Troy Polamalu quality, that you can move him around. He's capable of doing just about everything out there if he's in different positions.
He doesn't look like an elite player anymore to me. I think there's been a lot of, and what I credit Minka for is his willingness to sacrifice his body. I would never, ever question that, but I think the body's taken a toll. I think he's about 5 years older in football years than his chronological age says. Porter is flat out a worry spot. Do you disagree with that?
No, I just think he's not good in coverage. I thought he was good in his first year. I think it dropped off in the second, so it's now it's up for him.
So you have him and a 34-year-old corner again, and then two safeties that aren't – I don't think Elliott was great in coverage. Plus, Bob, with veterans back there, what about all the communication issues? Limits, would you like to jump in here and confront Bob? I know you're –
Why is confront the word you
because
chose?
Because he's wanting to be more edgy. He's wanting to be more edgy. He said it before the show and confront people.
Confront?
No, I said that some listeners have said that they want me to be more edgy towards Joe.
Oh, but not toward Bob.
Well, I know you can be. You can do whatever you want.
This is unbelievable, Bob.
Part-time pomp. I can't be edgy to Bob all the time.
All right,
he's
then
our
talk
guest
to me.
Today.
Tell me I'm wrong about the Steelers secondary being a worry spot. What do you think?
You're not wrong, Joe. I agree with you.
Thank you.
I'm concerned.
But do you think it's better with Elliott here?
Yes, I do think it's better with Elliott here. I think he's a good box safety for them. He's pretty solid against the run. I do worry about him in coverage, Joe, and you made some good points
there. Yeah, that's a big part of it.
But
it's nice that he can play like a linebacker. Can he cover people?
I also think that a lot of those concerns also factor in with Minka. Like, does this signing have anything to do with Minka and what Minka's future might be moving forward? He's got, 1 year left on his contract?
Yeah, we'll be talking about him in an extension coming up here pretty soon, too.
So, I mean, there could be a correlation there. But Joey Porter Jr. was just way too grabby. I didn't think Dante Jackson was that good. We still don't know who their slot corner is. I guess it's going to be Braden Echols. They clearly did not trust Beanie Bishop enough, despite intercepting the new quarterback of the Steelers twice in a game.
I sense trouble, Bob, and limits.
Yeah, I agree.
Sense trouble. And you're right. I think you're right about the depth, too. I see trouble there this year.
You could cover up for trouble by making your front seven very active and very impactful.
For sure.
And then those guys have less of an issue. If you give quarterbacks time and you can't put pressure and you don't stop the run, now you're asking a lot for your secondary. So I think it all works hand in hand. And that run defense, to me, is more critical than, whether or not Joey Porter or Darius Slay be able to lock guys up. That's big. But if you can't stop anyone to the tune that they were stopping these kind of huge rushing totals that are impactful in so many ways, it wears down everybody. So front seven is still the big thing for me this year. I'm going to watch see what they do.
And, Bob, they can't afford an injury in the secondary.
No, that's what I'm saying. The depth there is just very thin.
Who's next? James Pierre? Is he still on the team? Corey Trice? I mean, I like Trice. He's shown some things, not enough to make me feel confident in him.
I mean, it's a trouble spot, Bob. I think there's still two lightning rod players on this team. And nobody could say enough the day they were drafted about the con artist and how he pulled that one off. Broderick Jones and Joey Porter in the same draft. Other than quarterback, and expecting what you get out of Watt and that type of thing. All things being equal, I can't think of two more important X factors on this team than those two guys. They don't need to be okay. In fact, they don't even really need to be good. They need to be really, really good.
Two of the most important positions on either side of the ball.
Yes.
The left tackle now, and we'll see what happens there. But certainly when they were drafted and when they first started, you have bigger ideas and ambitions for what they can do. Now it's year three, and it has to be better, much better. But I also think their defensive line, if you're asking me one position that I will focus on even more than secondary, it's got to be up front. You have Cam Hayward, but he's another year older. You also have Keanu Benton, who I didn't think moved forward last
year. Took a step back.
And then you have Derek Harmon, who I'm not sure what will be like. And then after that, a bunch of guys who they're still trying to figure out what they can contribute. You talk about injury and lack of depth. If that impacts that decision, that defensive line, Man, that's you got to come up big there, especially when you play the way they play and putting emphasis on the edge rushers.
Next. Why, thank you, Limits. Bob, we've had a number of controversies on the state. What am I saying?
Controversies on the station.
Thank you, Limits.
You're welcome. I got you.
Making that clear this week to the point where Harry Callis put out a statement. Did you see that?
A statement?
Yes.
No. I was too busy golfing yesterday. I wasn't paying attention to any of this.
It was way too long of a statement,
by the
way. What's
the short version of this story? Because I don't want to spend too much time on this.
It was one of those.
There's just a very condensed version. NBC ran a clip from the fan to lead a segment, correct?
Yes.
That's great.
The question was, why did they run Harry Callis's voice, right?
Saying, yes. What was it? What do you mean run his voice?
Harry Callis was the first voice that was heard on the U.S. Open coverage.
Okay.
Saying something
So they took something from the air?
Yeah, saying Pittsburgh's hometown sports. It was great for the station.
Nice, yeah.
Nice.
Yes, this is what Harry Callis said.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
And then it goes right into Michael Keaton.
Is that Michael Keaton?
Harry Callis.
Harry Callis before Keaton. So I think this aroused jealousy among many staff members here at the fan.
What would be the controversy? They take it from the
Limits,
air?
Limits, why don't you tell Bob?
So Pony and Intern Dom.
It always comes back to Intern Dom.
Had the idea that Harry Callis was contacted by NBC because they would reach out to the producer instead of Crowley or Doran because they wanted Callis to pull audio from part of the morning show to be able to send to them as like an introduction, like this is Pittsburgh.
And he pulled himself, Bob. I know that didn't sound right, but he pulled his own audio.
He pulled his own audio from the early morning show basically to depict what steel workers are listening to when they're driving to work.
Right.
And he took his audio introducing the early morning show. And one thing that people thought was interesting was Harry using, good morning, this is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, your hometown sports talk station. Who says that?
So
he does, apparently,
wait a minute.
Has the receipts.
And he has multiple versions of the early morning show where he has said that and he tweeted it out.
Well, then what's the controversy?
I don't see one. I see jealousies. I see Crowley and Pony wanting that to have been their voice. I don't know where the hell Intern Dom figures in this, although I love him dearly, Bob. I know you don't.
Why would you make that statement?
Because he's attacked you twice.
I don't really care what people say. I've gotten to the point, you talked about age at the beginning. The one thing that this frees you up when you get older, you'll see when you get to my age, Joe, that all the drama I don't care about. I don't care what he says. I know what I say. I'm perfectly fine with what I say. If he has a different opinion, go for it.
At what point do you send your henchman out after Intern Dom?
I insult Bob.
I don't care.
Okay.
I honestly don't. And this sounds like something that I would label as I don't care either. Why, if it's legitimately taken from, if he staged the whole thing and
They're saying, why did you send out your own voice instead of one of ours? Is that not the point of contention?
Yes. Why did you?
They wanted to be the first voice on there.
Crowley and Doran wanted to be, and yet this was basically them saying like the email was sent to Callis and Callis hiding it from Doran and Crowley so he could send himself.
Right. This took up a lot of the
afternoon show.
Right.
Let's not bicker over some stupid things.
But the question is, was that Bob after his drive yesterday?
Yes.
How did that sound, by the way?
Boy, that's really it.
That's how it sounded, Bob.
He taped it. It's a beautiful shot, Bob.
That sounds like a shank. I didn't
know
it does. Yes, it does.
And that was you.
And that was me, too.
Yeah. You liked it.
And this was Bob Walk gobbling like a turkey.
I don't understand. What did it sound like it was in a studio or did I was on a golf course? Because I felt like maybe it was too much noise out there.
No, it sounded fine.
We're getting distracted. It was fine. Okay. It was great.
I thought it was something different.
It had a real feel to it. Yeah. I thought it did.
I was impressed, Bob, by your ability to talk to us and tee off at the exact same time.
I hit some of my best shots while talking
and
to you guys, which makes me think that I spend less time thinking
like
about
me.
Just swing.
Right, like Rory. So let's just get to the bottom line here. Did Harry Callis do anything nefarious? Yes or no? I say no. Bob?
I say no. I think it's a big ado about nothing.
I have my doubts.
Oh, boy.
I say no, but I do have some doubts, yes.
Austin,
in the back of my mind.
If that was you, if that was you.
Good question, Bob.
I know.
Good question, Bob.
I know you like to put yourself out there, and that's fine. What would you do?
I would think about what I would do for a little bit, and then I think ultimately I would broach it to you guys, but I would try to convince you guys to let me be the voice, but I would at least tell you guys.
So you think Harry, sort of surreptitiously, and I don't even know if that's the right word.
No,
in fact, I think it's the wrong word.
He hijacked
secretly
it.
Secretly hijacked
he did,
this.
He did not, yes. not let it get to where it was supposed to.
He put out a statement.
He did.
A long statement.
Well, that sounds guilty.
Read us the first line of Harry's statement.
It was a big enough statement.
It was like five paragraphs.
Yeah, where you can comment, I'm sorry that happened to you, or congratulations, I'm sorry, I'm not reading all that. It was that type of statement. That's how long it was. He said, after thorough searching through the Fan Early Morning Show episodes on the Odyssey podcast website, I found two instances in June 2nd and June 4th, when I use the expression Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Then I already don't believe him then. Because his statement needed to start with, I didn't do it. Or
yes.
I'm being falsely accused.
Right, like a denial. A strong, this is ridiculous.
Right.
How can anyone say this? Because if you look through this, I'm going to present to you why.
Right. I don't need the proof before the denial, Bob.
It's way too wordy of
it's
a statement
way too wordy.
At the beginning of it,
Me
too.
Thinks he doth protest too much, Bob.
Yeah, what is he, Yoda? After further research, I discovered NBC cut up the intro for my episode on June 4th to use in their U.S. Open hype up introduction video, which would make sense given the correlation to the golf event. Why does that need to be said?
Why does that need to be said, Bob?
However, this expression was also used several times in May to introduce the show.
All right. The more he talks, the less I believe
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds like he's going way, way back. Where I don't know what these guys say in the morning. Do they need a proper introduction, or did they want something like what they got? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they just wanted a brief.
Like, who starts
who did
that
they,
way?
Who did ID they contact?
Of the station.
Who did they contact?
Well, Pony thinks that they contacted Callis because he's the producer, obviously.
Wait, we don't know the answer to that question?
No,
NBC Sports
contacted Callis. They contacted Callis.
So it seems
to
me that Callis denied that yesterday.
An email came in, apparently, from them saying, hey, this is what we're looking for.
Yes.
Right? That's how it had to have started.
Why would they contact Harry, and how would they have his info?
That's what I tried to say when I was thinking about it when I was talking to Pony. Why would they reach out to them instead of, like, Crowley? Don't you think Crowley is, his email is more prevalent
than
Harry?
What about our bosses? Wouldn't they send an email to the Craig or somebody? I don't know. Now I don't care anymore. Next.
Last line of the statement, real ones know me and real ones will stick with me and believe me. Thank you to all of you out there that have been and continue to do exactly that.
Bob,
Harry running
this is
for
getting
office
worse.
Again.
Yeah, this is getting worse. And he pointed out
First
in
all,
his statement that he had a recent political career.
Yes, and I commented,
such as it was.
I don't think this required a statement, but go get him, Callis.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob, you get the final word on this.
First of all, I think it's just ridiculous that this is even... How many days has this gone on? I mean, come on now.
Well, two.
Two. Okay. That's too many. It's too many. I don't, all you have to do is contact Craig Riley and say, hey, Craig, how did this work? Did you have any information about it? And if Callis was the only one who got the email or came to him.
Should he have contacted people? Should he have brought
Craig
back
Riley?
To Craig?
That's what I would have done and see what he says. And then if he says, yeah, go find something, and it happens to be him, okay,
right.
he told you to go find
something.
There
was certainly a breach of protocol by Harry Callis. There's no way he should have taken this upon himself, and there's no arguing that
Why are you
did,
laughing
he
back
did.
There? Austin
right.
just got
what,
a text message
happened?
From someone.
No, I'm just reading some of the stuff from the texters.
What are they saying?
Which I think is just funny. People saying absolute jealousy from Criley and Filippone. It seems like Limits is a little jealous as well. Where is that coming
Wait,
from?
Wait, Criley and Filippone?
Criley and Filippone.
I do like that, Bob. You can't beat that.
Boys will be boys. That's one of the things about being in sports. We can just be boys.
It's the toy store,
it's the toy
as
store.
I mentioned
exactly
at the top.
That's exactly right, and that's why I like working it, because I don't like the real store out there. You never know what you're going to get hit with out there.
Me neither.
Other people crushing intern Dom on the text line.
Now, how does he's catching all kinds of strays?
Well, I think he's throwing a lot of things out there that just... He said Greg Olson is a very overrated color analyst.
I loved
yesterday.
His take on that, and I agree with him.
No, I think Greg Olson is 100%
agreed
the best.
With intern Dom.
I think Greg Olson is the best that Fox has by far.
100% agreed with him.
I like Greg Olson, and I think he had to take a back seat. And
yep, he shouldn't have.
And maybe,
overrated.
You think he's overrated?
Absolutely
no, he's not
overrated.
No,
he's
no way.
I think
overrated.
He's...
That's a Joe. That is a not a good take.
Next.
Okay.
That's not the only controversy happening around here, Bob. But this one relates to the actual U.S. Open. Josh Rountree, who works for the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, correct?
Yep.
Wonderful man. And very knowledgeable on golf, and I think very good on the air as well, says this was one of the great sporting events in Pittsburgh history. He loved it, thought it was awesome.
So did I.
Okay, but Andrew Filippone didn't. In fact, he said the U.S. Open sucked. Do we have his clip?
Sucked?
He said that it was a very forgettable Open. Here it is.
It was a dramatic finish in that you had guys also barfing all over themselves and just a crazy leaderboard where guys were bogeying and double bogeying and screwing up and Spawn trying to dodge the landmines that were the Oakmont back nine on a Sunday at the U.S. Open. But let's be honest, this was not a great tournament, but this is going to go down as one of the most forgettable U.S. Opens of all time because a journeyman golfer won it. He's 34 years old. His only win up until yesterday was something called the Valero Open. The other two major championships this year were won by Rory McIlroy to complete the career Grand Slam and Scottie Scheffler. And we get J.J. Spawn. We wait 10 years to host a U.S. Open, and we get J.J. Spawn winning. That'd be like if we finally got the Super Bowl in Pittsburgh, which, by the way, will never happen, but let's say we did, and then a team quarterbacked by Derek Carr won.
What's the
People
difference?
Are going to forget that this U.S. Open happened by August outside of Pittsburgh.
Wrong.
Do you agree more
Wrong.
With Rountree or Pony?
Angel Cabrera won in 2007, and more people I know talk about that because he beat Tiger. Now, you can argue Tiger was the name at the time. All I'm saying is if you like drama, then you're just watching. To me, I'll use Mike Tomlin's expression, nameless gray faces. Does it help to have big-time names around? Sure, for the casual fan. But if you want to watch drama, what you saw was drama. You saw guys folding under pressure, which to me is something you do not see on regular PGA Tour sites. You see them gouging out courses 31 under par. You devalue birdies. You devalue pars. They're putting an emphasis on surviving out there, conditions that are treacherous, and the ones who do get the reward. The ones who don't fall apart.
Was it compelling and memorable?
To me, it was.
Was it a great event? Are you more on with Roundtree? This was one of the great events Pittsburgh has had.
I thought it was outstanding, and I disagree. There were Tony saying it was forgettable. I think you'll remember J.J. Spahn, who, by the way, is self-taught, never had a teacher, and he started in his 20s. For me to look at a guy like that who's now 34 and has emerged as this sort of champion, I think it's a phenomenal story. I love stories. I think the stories matter. And he came out of nowhere to do it, and give him credit for that because nobody else, all the big names couldn't handle it. And all the big names, not only that, but they melted down and turned into destroying things in the clubhouse and destroying things on the course. That's drama to me.
I lean toward you. I hear Pony's take that it's more memorable when Tiger Woods, and I realize
he's
not.
Are you not watching the NBA Finals because there's no Steph Curry and there's no LeBron James? I'm watching it. If you keep an open mind on this stuff, you can still come up with reasons to watch and why it's interesting.
Obviously, Tiger's not playing, but you know what I mean. And I go back to the Angel Cabrera Open, too. It's just more memorable and a larger scale event when somebody like that walks into your town and owns the course and everybody will remember it forever.
Casual
I do.
Fan, sure, I get it.
But I lean more back toward you in that this particular event was memorable because the best players in the world got conquered by the course. The course itself was the star here. And the fact that Rory... And what was the guy's name who ruined the locker?
Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, Wyndham. He's going to stay at the Wyndham.
Yeah, but guess what? Wyndham, if you watch anything about him, you know he's dealt with anger management issues.
Well, so have I, Bob.
I know.
On the course.
But he put it in the full swing, the Netflix story.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's dealt with it. He had to apologize earlier this year for destroying a Travelers sign at the Travelers Championship.
Well, I thought it was memorable because of that. The course was the star. Oakmont was the star, and it brought Scottie Scheffler to his knees, and Rory, and Bryson DeChambeau was no factor. Now, but you have to answer this on Pony's side. It would have been way more memorable. I think Roundtree would agree with this, too.
I agree with
if
that.
If you had DeChambeau, sure. Scheffler, and an angry, raging Rory in a three-way tie on Sunday.
Would it
right?
be more beneficial if you have
But
Steph
how many
Curry?
Tournaments get
I mean,
that?
You don't, and you don't know what you're going to get. People don't watch the NHL finals. Their numbers are down. But if you're really interested in the sport and some of the that's been one of the best series I remember. But again, you got to keep an open mind on this. And yeah, you want to see guys like that who are big names. Sure, I get it. But it can't always be that. It's going to be, why did they fail in the clutch? Why did they? And this guy emerges out of nowhere and wins.
And wins with a spectacular,
I think it's a
memorable
story.
Putt.
And
so
I'll remember every aspect. I know, listen. Transparency, I'm a full golf nut. I love it. But I love all sports. I watch everything.
But if you can separate away from it, Bob, like let's an example I would use, I don't know if Pony used this or not, would be the Steelers-Seahawks Super Bowl. Of course, everybody, we loved it. The Steelers won. Cowher finally won. Bettis won. We'll remember the Antoine Randall L pass for the rest of our lives. To the rest of America, that thing was forgotten the minute it was over. It was not a good game. It was not memorable. Does this U.S. Open fit in that category or no?
It was memorable to me. But I remember Willie Parker taking the longest touchdown run in the history of the Super Bowl. I remember that play. And even if I wasn't a Steeler fan or wasn't a Seattle fan, I'm engaged enough to know what I remember from big games. Sure, the quarterback play wasn't great, but there were some memorable plays in that game.
It would be in nobody's top 25 Super Bowls, though.
All right. I have a different opinion of it. I love the big stages. I want to see what happens on big stages. And sometimes having the guys who are expected to win not win makes it even more interesting to me.
Well, where I disagreed with Pony was he made it sound like it lacked for drama.
It was
like,
no,
and I disagree with
shot
that.
In there. Like when those guys went to 16 and 17, and you knew, like for example, Sam Burns on 15, right? Okay, he's right in the hunt there, and he has an issue with his lie, and he got overturned twice. And what that did to him was screw him up from a focus point of view. He took a double bogey on that hole where he was in the fairway. Sure, it was splatter. Everybody was splattering the ground. Every time you splintered water when you took a shot from the fairway. You can't give everyone. They're playing under the same conditions. A lot of people disagree with that, but it's on him not to fall apart.
It was a fun tournament. It was dramatic. It did not lack for drama. The course itself, Oakmont, was the star, and that makes it memorable. But I do think Pony has a point in that nobody's going to look back on this particular tournament years from now when they're listing the greatest.
I think
US
both
Opens.
Of these both of these can be true. Well, I think star power does matter, but again, I love the stories that are involved with
it. Me too.
I thought it was a great tournament and it was fun to watch. But one thing that Pony did mention is, in terms of the 10 Opens that have been played at Oakmont, where you're comparing Ben Hogan winning after the accident, Jack Nicklaus winning at 22, Dustin Johnson, who was one of the best players in the world, winning at that time, Cabrera and Tiger, this does not rank, I think, close to those tournaments just because of the star power in it. And, like, look, I'm not nearly as big of a golf nut as you are, Bob, or you, Joe. I went because I wanted to see my favorites. I wanted to see DeChambeau, who's my favorite golfer, and I'm glad I did on Friday because see him on Sunday. I wanted to see Rory in big contention. I wanted to see Scottie Scheffler get back into it. Like, I knew who Sam Burns was. I did not know J.J. Spahn. It was incredible to watch the 65-foot putt. But in some regards, for somebody who is just a casual golf fan like me, who watched all the you know, core four big tournaments, the four majors, it was something that was fun to watch, no doubt. But from a national perspective, I understand that they're a little bit underwhelmed just because a big name didn't win it. Like, there were no big-time shows yesterday that were talking about it. If they were talking about the Open, they were talking about Rory melting down or Wyndham Clark going rogue.
That did become the bigger story, actually, Bob, in the end. I think Rory's meltdown, but that's still part of the drama.
Absolutely. That's part of what happens. People can look back and say,
again, the course
US
was
Open
the star.
Had a lot to do with Rory's frame of mind right now. What's it doing to his game? What's
right.
I get all of that. It's fine, but I don't have a problem with it. And since we have a chance, I want to congratulate Mike McCormick. He is the superintendent out there at Oakmont, because the job they did with all these weather machinations coming at you from left and right, and they were outstanding in getting that course still playable when it looked like it wouldn't be playable. John Lynch, Lou Cestello, all the people in charge. Devin Gee got a chance to play as a marker, Joe. Did you know that?
What'd he score?
I don't know what he scored, but the fact that he had a chance to play in the U.S. Open at his own course, the pro there, is pretty amazing.
Well, I know it's a no gray area business that we live in here. I'm going to lean more toward Roundtree, but I think Pony raised some pretty good points there. And I really do think, for me anyway, and this is what I was thinking of this morning when I was, preparing my take on this, it does remind me of Steelers Seahawks, maybe way more memorable here than anywhere else, honestly.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not a big deal, but it could be true too.
A hardcore sports fan who loves everything that goes on. I enjoy these other series that don't have a lot of big names nationally. People would never recognize Tyrese Halliburton. Nobody knows.
I mean, they do have the MVP. They have the MVP of the league in the
Who
series.
Who knows him, really? If you went around generally, you talk about casual sports fans, if you said SGA to them, what would they say? What is that? Some name of a new
Well, the ratings
product?
Are down, too, but what's your point there?
My point is it's great basketball.
Yeah.
I watch it,
but it's also
I'm
probably not a series that everyone's going to look back on in 20 years and say how amazing it was.
Well, for those of us who aren't everyone, I don't care. I do what I do, and I want to watch what I want to watch, and I find it intriguing if you let your just watch.
Sure.
Get this all the time? People say the NBA, oh, I'm not watching. They travel all the time, and it's no defense. Well, go watch it, and you'll change your mind.
I love it, but that's a different topic is what I love and
no,
what you love compared to what is going to be.
Sure, you wanted to see DeChambeau, Rory, and Scheffler go to a three-man playoff. Sure, everyone would have loved that. I get that take. I totally do, and I would have too.
You want to see the stars on the biggest stages.
You also saw the stars melt on the biggest stages when one guy emerged as a star because he did not.
That's the point I made, is that the course won. The course crushing the stars is, if it's memorable, that's what made it memorable. But in any of our greatest games,
JJ Spahn, who has won only a handful of rounds that ended up under par on that tournament over the 10 years it's been here.
Generally
speaking, look at the number of rounds. He is right there in top five in terms of finishes with what he did.
Yeah, what would people say if you think more people know SGA or JJ Spahn?
Well, guess what? Same. My point is, how does SGA become? You work at it, you see the guy progress, now you're enamored. Same as true Spahn. Again, my thing about him is he's just self-taught.
He was great.
He picked up a club when he was late in life, and now he's turned out to be.
And his personal story is also a separate story. It's an awesome story. But I think
I agree.
Well, what are we disagreeing on?
Well, Andrew's take is fine. I do understand that take, but I would engage him to just look at the golf as without names attached. Find out, you know, how it came to be. You'd be impressed that guy emerged out of everyone else not doing it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bob, I believe we were in the middle of a six-pack when we were so rudely interrupted. Limits? Why don't you go ahead and crack one? All right. I was driven to distraction last night watching the NBA. And it involves our guy, TJ McConnell. I think Halliburton generally is a really, really good player. He's not one of those guys. He's not a superstar. He's been mostly great in these playoffs, but he was hurt and bad last night. But fine, if you want to have him on the floor, have him on the floor. Nembhard was a disaster in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. But more to the point, TJ McConnell was unbelievable, Bob. He had 18 points, assists, steals. He's been great in the series, and their coach, Rick Carlisle, is so blanking rigid with his
minutes
rotation. It's all based on the clock. He it's like he's not watching the game. Oh, it's your time to come out. Come out. TJ doesn't play barely in the fourth quarter. What is he doing?
I had the same exact question watching that game. He had come in the third quarter. He had, I think, 13 points in the third quarter. He made his first four shots. He was all over the place, and you can see the energy level around his teammates had lifted. And yet, he goes back to the same old people that he has these two starting, first team, second team, whatever he wants to do. I'm sorry. At that point, you got to recognize who's hot and who's not. Halliburton stunk last night. He couldn't make a shot to save his life. And was hurt, but he was not a factor. TJ McConnell moved into the lane, Joe. You saw him so many times. He would go in there and fade away with a quick shot or go to the glass. He was making everything happen, and I couldn't understand the usage of his time as well.
I mean, I was just – and I wasn't the only one. He was asked about it after the game, Carlisle, and everybody. Social media erupted. You got to reward guys. I understand there's rotations, and sometimes over the course of a season, you know, a guy is what he is. He's a 15-minute, 18-minute-a-game type guy. But in game five of the NBA Finals, when you have no business being in a game, and the guys who – it wasn't just TJ. The guys who bring you back are then basically benched like it's a normal game in November – What are you doing, Rick Carlisle? Next. Why, thank you, Linux.
17 points in 16 minutes off the bench, Joe.
Incredible. I mean, he's been...
And there's because no reason of that, why he should have had double the minutes. I mean, just ride a hot hand.
Who would have thought, Bob, from right down the road here, Char Valley.
Especially when you saw him in high school. I remember doing stories with him, and he looked like the scrawny kid who would never be able to go to the NBA just because of physical limitations. And here he is. He's worked himself into a tremendous, maybe the best sixth man in the game.
And is he fun to watch? I thought he won them game three. He certainly turned the entire tenor.
A quiet kid. He's turned into a vocal leader now, too. I mean, he is really confident in who he is.
Love watching him. And have now forgotten what I was going to say here.
Another six pack.
Oh, no. Yeah. Thank you, Limits. What a wonderful man you've become. Connor Griffin is all of a sudden killing it at high A, Bob, like he was at low A. I think he just got player of the week for the Greensboro. What are they called? The
grasshoppers.
What sound does the grasshopper make?
None.
I thought you had that sound, didn't you? Listen, Bob, you probably hear this at your Robinson Township mansion night.
I sit outside very late at night, so I hear a lot of things.
Do you? You contemplate life?
Well, sometimes I get scared of what I hear because it's some animal either doing good or bad out there. I'm not sure what's going on.
Limit doesn't have the sound of a grasshopper.
No,
sadly.
I was looking for it.
Does it make a sound, really?
Yeah, it's like the cicadas at night.
Oh, aren't we due for that invasion?
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
I find that comforting. Some find it annoying.
Well, that and with the lantern flies all coming here together at the same time. I don't know. That's going to be kind of
the lantern flies are annoying.
Yeah, but they don't do much. That's a turkey.
That is not. That would be one sick grasshopper, Bob. Intern Dom blames bees. He says they're among the stupidest animals out there, if you want to call them an animal.
Are they an animal?
Because he says they know they're going to die if they sting somebody, and they do it anyway, Bob. You agree with that?
I don't like bees. I'm allergic to them, so I don't like them. So I don't know what I think of them, other than I don't want to see them around. I know ponies seem to have an issue with a whole bunch of them that came and went.
I
would be freaked out by that, Joe. And knowing you, how you rub everything down here, how you get rid of things and are afraid of, just like me, I could not, if I saw a bunch of bees at my house somewhere,
No, the only thing I'll move golf shots for is swarms of bees.
And alligators.
You're
not going to move for an alligator.
I haven't in Florida. I've taken a shot near an alligator because I'm so addicted to golf.
Define near.
Not much further than you are.
And you decided to hit a shot.
Yes.
And you are afraid of everything, and you're not afraid an alligator might come.
I'm a golf addict. Yeah, I'm not moving my shot.
That sounds to me like a playable lie, like you can actually move it. I need relief from the... from that thing?
He seemed to just be sunning.
Yeah,
so
he could suck you in.
That sounds frightening, Bob. What was I just saying? Oh, the swarm of bees is one thing that'll move me. And I was allergic to bees as well. I got stung in Ireland when I was 7 years old and swelled up like Mulsey's cranium.
Yeah, that's what I worry about. I don't like that.
Had to get shots every week for many years, Bob. Did you?
No, but I get reactions, and I don't like those things.
Well, listen to this. As of Tuesday, Connor Griffin, last year's first-round pick for the Pirates, number 9 overall. He has spent a week here at High A Greensboro, and he's just on. He was the player of the week. I'm trying to find his numbers here. Down in Bradenton, he just killed it. So he's slashing four. He's batting .407 with a .1247 OPS, 2 homers and 8 RBIs in 6 games. Here's what I would say: promote him again. Next stop, Altoona, which means you're a call away from Indy, which means you're a call away from the majors. Put him in Altoona where he's 2 phone calls or 2, you know, manager meetings away from being here. There's no reason that the Pirates can't finally have a position player rocket through their system. This kid's doing that. He doesn't need any more time at High A Greensboro playing for the freaking Grasshoppers. Let's get him to Altoona, Bob. Do you agree?
Eventually. I don't know. He's only been down there like a week.
Yes, and a week's too long. I thought you wanted to move these guys up like I do.
All I'm saying is it's a week. I can make a case, while he won't be here this year, that he could be here at the start of next year.
Michael McHenry made that case right here. That is possible.
It's possible. And I wouldn't slow him down. If he's worthy of it, then he gets it. And what's wrong with having a 19-year-old kid up here, a 20-year-old kid?
Other teams have that.
They, absolutely. You've been waiting for your Andrew Jones moment. You know, somebody come up here at a very young age and play. And they need it. They absolutely need it. It's one way of solving your offensive problems.
So how
then
long
again,
for
I'm
you?
I'm expecting him to come up here and do the same thing. That could be tough, too. I mean, I'm not going to automatically say he'll come up here and be a world beater. But,
no, I just want him to rock
it. But
I
want to see him go through the system quickly, yes. And so far he has.
So how long for the grass? What more do you need to see him do for the Grasshoppers?
I just want to see another week or two and then move him to double.
All right,
and we'll
I'm
see
good
what
with
he
that.
Does there.
We agree there.
Yeah, then after
Thank
that.
Thank you, Bump. I'm sorry, keep going.
That sounded like a complete shutdown.
No, it didn't.
It did.
Yes, it I thought
did.
You were done. No, I didn't know you were still going.
He wants
Please
to
continue
on.
Your point,
to
and I apologize.
Corner, that's no. All right. Just go ahead. What's next on
you're
our...
in timeout, Bob.
What
go
is
sit over
next
there.
On our six-pack?
I mistimed it. I thought he was done, and then as soon as I said, thank you, Bob, he kept going, and so it sounded like I shut him down.
You did shut me down, but that's okay.
And I'm sorry that I sounded like intern Dom going after you there, but it wasn't meant to.
I'm just here because I'm your caddy. I've said this before. I'm part-time Palm, but I carry your bag.
Very quickly. Limits, one more here. Shohei Ohtani comes back last night and is throwing 100 miles an hour.
It's crazy.
And within a couple weeks, you know, he's going to be throwing 4 or 5 innings as a starter. It leads to a quick question. Should the Pirates do this with Skeens? By next year, give the guy a chance to hit. This would only, for me, be a question if you have an absolute alpha player, an alpha male in the major leagues, like an all-time talent. The Pirates do. And if you talk to his coaches from college, again, I've said it before, they'll both tell you from Air Force and LSU, this guy could hit in the major leagues, would have been a first-round pick as a hitting catcher. Should they do it? Not make him a catcher,
but
make him a hitter.
I think it's mostly up. You know, I would be certainly open-minded to it, but I think it would be more on him to tell me he's okay with it. You know, if he wants to concentrate on pitching and pitching only, and maybe he's not.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know, that's his choice. I'm not going to say, no, you're going to become this.
Does he strike you as the kind of guy who would not want to do it?
It strikes me as a guy who would want to focus on pitching. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that he's going to want to. You know, all it takes is getting beamed in your hand once. You know,
that's true.
And then all of a sudden, now your pitcher goes down.
But that's living in your fears.
I understand that, but it's a real possibility. I mean, he is so valuable to me on the mound, I think I would want to just keep it there. I think they have so much pitching, at least potentially, again, that's the word, potentially on the way that I could look at their pitching staff next year, Joe, and say they could be the best pitching staff 1 through 5 in the entire National League, which gives them no excuses.
You might be able to say that right now.
Yeah, but I mean, with Chandler eventually and Jones coming back, those two specifically. You know, you could say that that is as good, and I'm encouraged by Burroughs and Ashcraft. I'm not certainly projecting them as some, but the talent is there so that they, after messing up this entire offseason, know that it's incumbent upon them starting with Nutting and saying, I'm going to open my wallet, Ben, spend it the right way. You're going to be judged on this if you're still here. But they have to do that. This window is open, but briefly.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.